Media.
Welcome to another episode of The Local Podcast, a podcast about all things local, hosted by Justin April and brought to you by Bar Media.
It is 197. Kelly Parsons, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this lovely, what is today?
Crisp, chill day.
Yeah, in Dothan, Alabama in August. That is not a thing. It is a season of climate change going on right now. Also, it's a season of why is your microphone acting crazy?
Is it acting crazy?
It's acting less than ideal. Maybe you're just soft-spoken.
Oh, is this better?
Yeah, get assertive.
Okay.
Put your assertive into it.
Okay.
Check,
check.
Yeah. Get in. All right. We can talk about everything.
Okay.
So, Untrained Editville, welcome to back to, well, you haven't been to this one.
No, the first one I did, it was in the clock tower, and you were had not even opened your shop downstairs yet. You were still, like, putting it together.
Oh, man, that is a salty scenario.
2 years ago.
Yep. You know, I renovated that whole space, and then the owners were like, surprise, we sold the building.
I didn't know. I did not know that that's why you moved.
Yeah.
But
the current owners that own that space, you know.
Who is it? Who owns it?
I'm not going to get into it because I asked them for a lease for like 6 months and they said, no, man, you ain't got to worry about it. And then they were like, hey, your rent's tripling. And I was like, so what you're telling me is you knew this was happening and watched me spend $20,000 to renovate an entire unit of your newly purchased building. And now you're going to triple my rent based off of the improvements that I made on your property. And I said, you might get it from somebody, but you are not going to get it from Justin April.
So were you able to recoup any of what you spent on?
I saved $600 by not paying rent for September. Even though I was only there for a week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But they asked me for it.
Businessy things are fun.
Dude, it's so lame. Like, it's, oh man.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still see those folks out from time to time, and I'm like, man, that was lame.
That is lame. But now
there's
you're
nothing
here.
Like being so capitalistic that you get to watch somebody else try to make their dream come true, and you're like, hey,
right,
you want to see something rad?
Those are the best people.
America!
Are the best.
Yeah. And then we just pull the rug out from under you, and they're like, hey, also, you got to pay us more now for that other space that you've been in for 7 years and that we've never fixed the air conditioner in.
Damn.
Yeah,
sorry.
Dude. It's all right.
But you're here and this is good.
Dude, I love this space.
Yeah.
Our old space was amazing too.
It was
just like, there's a lot of issues, you know, like any old building.
Sure.
Right? We're in the garden.
I get that.
Now I don't have to leave the neighborhood to go to work.
Right. Same.
It's tremendous. I love it. I also am still very bummed that I did not scoop up West End's place because I love that space.
Yeah,
a whole bunch. Especially for this, I would ideally have had the upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
Downstairs for podcasts.
Right.
And
right.
Local stuff. Upstairs for skateboards and tomfoolery. You know.
That would have been a good.
I've looked at that space for a million years. My hope is they outgrow that space one day.
Yeah, my hope is they outgrow that space, but they stay in our little.
They gotta stay
in
the corner.
On the corner, and then
Cherokee
and then you
Squarekey down there.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm about it.
Yeah.
They,
that would be.
The folks that bought that place back in 2020-ish have really done a great job.
They
renovating
have.
And updating and adding signage, long needed signage for over there, and it made it a cohesive one place.
Right.
Like, it was a bunch of discombobulated, like, you can do laundry over here. You can buy some paint thinner to huff over here. You can get some earrings over here and a pageant dress over there.
And maybe an old saxophone if you
depending on what
so
year.
Choose.
Yeah.
Did
you find any old saxophones?
We found some. No, we did not find any. There was a big tuba in the attic that has now been blocked off. But Scott found a bunch of photographs of like all the band, like Dothan High.
Yeah.
Marching bands,
dude,
and stuff,
that's,
which was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, the Whites have done an amazing job with all of that. And they've been basically the opposite of what you experienced.
Yeah.
So they've just done all this and they're not trying to turn a profit. They are just like this.
They're being good stewards of buildings that were falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Like back in 2001, when I was a fresh
itty bitty baby,
when I was a fresh high school graduate. No, it might have been after that.
Wait, you're only 3 years younger than me?
I told you, man.
You are old.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, Callie's out here trying to throw numbers around. Like,
I know I'm doing math, and that is dangerous.
Yeah, don't do that.
I could have gotten that wrong.
Will you be my new accountant so I can blame somebody else for?
I can't even be my own accountant.
Oh man. So yeah, last time you were here, you were just getting started with the Untrained Edit, mm-hmm. which at the time was only supposed to be
an online situation.
You doing, yeah, brokering deals between your friends and,
yeah,
you know, just like finding puppies' homes, but for painting and art.
Exactly.
Pieces,
exactly.
Which all have their own personalities, just like puppies.
That's, yeah, that is really.
You're like rehoming art.
Right.
Rehoming fee.
Except the art doesn't ruin your home.
Yeah.
It does the opposite.
Buy some art, your property value goes up.
That's right.
100%.
You get a puppy, your property value goes down. And I know this firsthand.
Plus a Roomba, and you get different colored flooring.
That's right. But then you get to get all new
curtains. Can
you
claim that on it? I thought you were going to say a whole new floor. The whole floor got replaced.
New rugs. Yeah.
But, yeah, so you got like an address and like tenants. And
it is really crazy what 2 years can do. I mean,
was that a TUE Untrained Edit 2 years? That's a 2 year anniversary. What are you already past that?
Our 2 year anniversary was in April.
Yeah.
So we're on year three.
Man.
Which is
that? Yeah. R2,
crazy town.
I don't know how long Reset's been open. Seems
well,
like
I mean,
not much longer. You guys opened for us.
Right. We're just a few months older than you.
Yeah.
Just like I'm a few years older than you.
Just a touch. And the Sticklers were working on their spot downtown in the middle of all
that's
this,
right.
too. Like,
that's right.
A
that's
lot
right.
of rad stuff happened while the world was recovering
that's
from
right.
COVID.
I know. It's really
does that tell
crazy.
What does that say about us? Are we crazy?
Yes, for sure. That's what it says.
I think that's what that means.
We are psychos.
Yeah, we don't
sociopaths.
Think about anything, but what happened? Let's just do things and see what happens.
Yeah, let's just throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
I like it.
Which is truly what I did, and I think that's what you did, because there was I had no blueprint. I didn't have any.
There's not a lot of resources. There's not a lot of peers, too. Like, so I tell this to my business owner friends on a regular basis. Like, I have weird issues like anybody else. You know, PTSD is on the top of that list.
Mm-hmm.
Self-doubt, like, you know.
I can't.
Yeah, you
I
don't
can't
know
relate.
And but the thing that keeps me going is, like, I just proved to myself, like, you're not that. Like, you just, it, which is dumb because, like, the argument's always louder in the opposite direction. But, like,
what do you mean by you're not that?
Like, you're not your downfalls. You're not your pitfalls. You're not your, like, I don't know. Like, you're not, you're the negative attributes that are the loudest in your head.
Right.
For me personally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I dropped out of college. I don't know. Like, I've always felt like an outsider in the area. Like, I'm a little dude named, like, my last name's April, and I live in Dothan, Alabama, and I'm from New York.
Yeah.
Like, living in this character body for X amount of years, like, it's good and it's bad. Like, it's great because you figure out, like, who you are as, like, the you, like, who you are in your head when you say you. You know
mm-hmm.
exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's another voice that's like, hey, but you remember that time you, like, dropped your tray at lunch in third grade?
Yeah.
And you're like, why is this coming up? And then just do stuff. Like, try stuff.
Yeah.
And that is more positive. Like, trying stuff and succeeding, or trying stuff and failing and learning from it, is far more valuable to me than, like,
right.
sitting on my hands and just praying for change. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
which is what I did for a long time.
Dude, it's...
And that's... And it
got
me nowhere.
It can be maddening.
Yeah, it is maddening. And it's... And you don't... I mean, you get nothing done.
Yep. But look at you now. Like, you did the things.
We're doing the things.
You're doing the things. Like, how many folks do you have over there right now, other than just the untrained edit?
Well, within...
Just that address.
Just
the old
just
arts music.
In
first
that
off,
address.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So, you guys moved into... No, don't be shy. It's like trying
it's
to make
like,
out
it's
with
really,
Snuffleupagus.
It's so close to my
yeah,
face.
Well, I got short ones too, so they wouldn't be so intimidating.
It's
but
okay.
I think
it's like I'm trying not to look at
things
it.
It's scary. I don't know. It's
correct.
It's all of yeah. It's there's a lot of weight to it. These microphones are hilarious.
Yeah.
It's always fun to watch other people like. I don't know.
Having
try
to
try
to deal with it.
Yeah, because you can move
ooh.
It and like.
Oh.
Flip it
hey,
and turn it
this,
up
oh.
like this, and then that.
That feels a little better.
Yeah, that way it falls.
I felt like I was
vision.
In my yeah, it was in my line of sight.
Yeah.
And okay, this is better. Do I sound okay with it?
Yeah.
Right here. Okay.
I think so. Now you're good. But yeah, you guys moved in, took over the old Arts Music place.
Mm-hmm.
Arts Music had been in that location on the corner of Cherokee and West Main Street in Dothan forever.
Yeah.
Like I got. My first snare drum in sixth grade
yeah.
from that store.
Which was in, what, 1987-ish?
I did not live here in 87-ish.
Just kidding.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it was, there was a lot. I mean, obviously the space was.
It was huge. And it was kind of segmented off, like, in weird ways.
Right.
Like, there was a drum space.
Right.
There was, like,
yes.
a stringed instrument joint. There was a place for electric amps and all
yeah.
this stuff. And.
So when you know, obviously they had moved out and we went in to see it, and it was so bizarre how it was sectioned off. But I love things like that.
Yeah.
I do not like wide open spaces.
No,
I don't like open. I don't
make it
yeah,
fun.
I don't like open concept.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love little nooks and crannies, and
yes.
I love figuring out a way to make it work without having to completely demolish it. And
yeah.
we did.
Yeah, yeah.
We did. I mean, we had, I don't think we took any walls down. We put a couple of walls up.
Sure. And
but
those are mobile though, right? Aren't they?
Well, one is it's on wheels. And then the other two, I mean, they're not even full walls.
Yeah.
It's like 3/4 of a
yeah.
wall.
My daughter loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty neat. And so we just said, okay, this could work for this. This could work for this.
Yep.
Because I knew I was working within a budget in order to be able to take that space. We couldn't, I mean, I couldn't go in there and just
yeah.
with a sledgehammer. So we made it work.
That could have been fun.
It could have been fun. But you know what? Making it work was more fun to me.
You're right.
Like
yeah.
figuring out how to make that work. And I think that is a little bit of how we make the untrained edit work.
Yeah.
We like look at what the positives are amongst, you know, this is what you're good at. This is what
yep.
you're good at. I'm not good at this, but I am good at that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we just, and that's kind of what we did that with that space, honestly.
I would like to call it a collective of artists and makers. And
that's what we call it.
Yeah.
So
like
I would like for you to call it that,
too. It's amazing in there. Like, to find those people is
mm-hmm.
just, like, amazing in and of itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Raven McDonald has been incredible. Like, I've known Raven for 15-ish years,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Yeah.
No, probably 12. I don't know. As long as we've had the local.
Yeah.
And she's been, I've been a fan of hers since the start.
Yes. Like, me too.
I'm like, this girl listens to music that I listen
right.
to. And yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to find your people and to be able
yes.
to include them in your projects.
Yes.
And to watch them kill it. Yeah.
She's a perfect example of someone who said, this is what I'm passionate about. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to start at this, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to start right here. And if I grow, great. If I don't, I'm just going to, you know, I'll pivot, do what I need to do to
yeah.
make it happen. And she is the untrained edit resident we never knew we needed.
Right.
She is such a team player.
She can also do your hair real well.
And she do.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's awesome.
I went to cosmetology school, but I did not.
Did you really?
Yeah, but I didn't take it as seriously as she did, probably. I mean, obviously, but.
I mean.
I say stuff all the time to people. Like, that's actual, like, I've legit
that's like actual, real,
paid,
true thing.
Paid to go learn how to do French manicures and did well. And
before you moved to Dothan or after you moved to Dothan?
Dude, I went to Wallace.
God, I love you.
And then I moved away after that and did, I had like 3 or 4 people who I would cut their hair when I was younger, but I never really like. I never was hyped about it.
Yeah.
I was never excited to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's but like, you tried it to see.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I cut my own hair for a while, which is a lot more socially acceptable if you're a dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, plus,
yeah.
like, if you're a dude, you can pretty much do whatever.
And if you F
you
it up, you
it.
Can just,
yeah.
there's something
just
you can.
Just take it down to the linoleum or whatever.
Yeah. right.
Fine.
Right. To the studs.
The
take it down to studs.
yeah.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's, you've got the Bell's Gallery, you've got, the rack, you've got
Bushel and Peck,
which, dude, Laura crushes the candle game.
She's also the resident you never knew you needed.
Yeah.
I mean, she is one of those people, how we were talking earlier about how typically the people who invest the least in something are the ones who complain the most.
Sure.
So she's the opposite end of
yeah.
that spectrum. She is, she's a team player to the 1,000th
just get
degree. She's creative, but she's also super business savvy.
Yeah.
She's smart and hilarious and shows up and does the work without being asked.
Right.
She sees something that needs to be done, she does it.
That's what
and
she
there's
want.
No, you know, there's no
yeah, yeah. There's no like, well, that's not mine mm-hmm. or like I know this isn't my part of the studio, but it's leaking. I'm going to walk away and let it hit the ground
right.
instead of like putting a bucket down and be
that's
like,
right.
oh, let's call the landlord.
So she's, yes. So Laura Moore with Bushel and Peck, she's also an artist. So she does candles and she paints. Erin Merrill, who's been with us from the very beginning, she's an artist and she also she teaches art classes. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Cowper.
Oh, yeah.
Artist who is about to get married.
Oh, congratulations.
I know. And very excited to go to that. She's getting married at West Point.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So we are very excited about that. And Anna Beasley has joined us. Anna is a very revered local. She's a teacher. She teaches,
okay.
but she's also been an artist. And she's from Dothan.
I don't know if I've seen her work.
She is... She does a lot of commission stuff. So she's kind of one of
like
these.
Family portraits. And
yeah, you're not going to, I mean, she does paint for herself and on her own, but you're not going to see her necessarily posting, hey, this is for sale. This
super,
is for sale.
Yeah,
yeah. Because she's just constantly busy doing things that, right.
Yep.
And she's also a teacher.
That's kind of like Amanda Roberson.
Yes. That's it.
Who's
yes.
tremendous.
That's right.
Yep.
Very, very similar.
Yeah. If you're not paying attention, you write all these names down if you're listening to this and look up who we're talking about so you can
right.
see the amazing stuff that they create.
Leslie Cox is another person who is an amazing artist and she's not a loud mouth.
Yeah, oh, I got you.
She's not, you know, but her stuff is beautiful. Okay, who else is in there?
You got Space Potato Supply.
Oh my gosh, we have...
You got a vending
Loberta,
machine. Yeah.
Who we love. Again, the art vending machine you never knew you needed.
No kidding.
Who knew? Who would have thunk it? I love it.
I'm not going to give up too many surprises, but we're talking about putting one.
I've heard.
Yeah. Real close to where we are.
I've heard. That's real exciting.
You
will be so pleasantly surprised at how many people will walk in for that reason only.
That's awesome.
It is so fun.
So who else is in there?
Allie Marshall is our newest resident. She is a teacher at Rehoboth with Erin. She is a sort of one of these, like, I call her creative. She does silhouette, you know, those black silhouette.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of calligraphy stuff. Mm-hmm. The way I got to know her is she is one of those who jumped in on helping us with the loop last year with having no skin in the game. There was,
right.
She was not an artist. She was not going to be an artist who, is going to exhibit at the loop. She just wanted to do something helpful for our community and did it. And that's when I was like, you're a special person.
Yeah, you're on the team.
You're on the team. Sure.
Yeah, it's always good to be able to find those people that are going to be like the team leaders without having to have some sort of like interview process or like.
Right.
It's just good when people
show up,
are comfortable with you and know kind of what the project is and get after it. No questions asked. Right.
Well, the thing that was so cool about her is she actually was just in the studio, like checking it out, seeing what was up. And we were about to have a meeting, a loop meeting. And Aaron said, stick around and join us for the meeting. And before we knew it, she was like,
this could be a good idea. And yeah,
she was on board.
Dirty by accident.
Yeah, she got her hands dirty by accident. And then she ended up doing a ton of work for the loop again. Getting nothing out of it at all, personally.
Sure.
No monetary, you know, gain, no
just
no
doing
nothing.
The right thing.
And
right.
Just did the right thing. And so we invited her to join us as a resident so that she could have a little space outside of her home to create the things that she creates. I mean, she mm-hmm. does a lot of different things, actually. And then she was wanting to teach some art classes.
What
and Aaron
place?
Has kind of a waiting list.
Oh, man, yeah.
So it just made sense. So now Aaron, Anna Beasley, and Allie Marshall have started basically the Untrained Edit Art School.
Oh, amazing.
And they have broken it up into age groups.
So oh, dude, that's so rad.
One take, you know, Allie takes a certain age group, Aaron takes a certain age group, and Anna takes mm-hmm. an age group, and they've streamlined it. And it's awesome. It's going to work great.
That's so good when, like, you can take your passion and just pour it into kids. Because, like,
yeah,
there's so much just business life after you're a kid. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
So to be able to get back into that and, like, do what you enjoyed when you were a little tot.
Right.
With kids, like, that's right. So much fun.
They and my favorite time to be at the studio is when those classes are going on.
Oh, I bet.
And that's been the same from day one when we had our very first brick and mortar mm-hmm. spot, and Aaron was hosting the camps. That was my absolute favorite time to just be in there and just listening to it and hearing the commotion and hearing the
kids.
They just
bring that energy, that good, like,
good,
positive,
good,
innocent,
good energy. Yeah,
yeah, that's what the world needs a lot of.
So yeah, I get to take advantage of all this goodness,
right?
And I'm not even having to do anything.
You should just charge admission prices just to go
come
and
come in,
like,
and listen,
lurk around. Yeah. It's like a zoo,
right?
It's like an artist zoo. That's tight. That'd be amazing.
A kid artist zoo.
You still doing caftans? Is that am I pronouncing that right?
So
still
caftans? Yeah. So I did a whole line of them last summer. Mm-hmm. And had an amazing, amazing seamstress who, after I did this last batch of them, she went home to Mexico for a few months.
Yep.
And so I kind of just stopped and said, let's just do what we
sure.
can with what we've got yeah. here. And in the meantime, another artist, Amanda Hamrick, dyes clothing
yep.
with her out of her garden.
That's
with flowers
amazing.
Out of her garden. She came to me and was like, can we collab? You've got these caftans hanging here.
Yeah.
Can I dye them with the flowers out of my backyard?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you sure can.
Yeah. 100%. Like,
yes.
We've got a bunch of leftover, like, reset shirts that are white and I'm wearing like a Mardi Gras themed tie dye.
Was it Josh
that works here?
Oh, cool.
Like, legit. Yeah. He was like, hey, you want to do some tie-dye shirts? And I was like,
why not?
I personally don't, but I wouldn't
you
mind
want to,
them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Amanda did that, and they're beautiful. So am I still making them? I've got a lot of fabric that
yeah.
I would love to turn into caftans.
Sure.
And I've got some ideas on some kind of tweaks that I want to do on the design of them.
Pockets.
I know. Everybody wants pockets. Yeah. What they don't understand is that
well,
sometimes...
Well, when you put something in that pocket, then you change the drape of everything.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. I don't know why I am speaking in seamstress talk right now out
because
of nowhere.
You probably went to seamstress school and
thought about
know,
it. Yeah,
no one
Tim
knew
Gunn
about
and
it.
I, boy, we close. Tim,
I mean,
yeah, come on.
Well, maybe you need to be my. Why don't you go? Why don't you
I know
learn
who
to
Santino
sew?
Santino Rice is.
And then you could sew my. Anyway, no, I love. I very much love the seamstress that I work with, but pockets are funny in these types of dresses because they can kind of grow depending on it. Linen.
Yeah.
Linen will, once you wash it, it'll get all like, it kind of.
It's not the same animal.
It's right. And so when you've got these pockets right here, your most vulnerable area of your body.
Yeah.
And they're all bunched up.
Yeah.
It's.
Draws attention.
Yeah. Where most women don't want attention drawn.
Sure. Yeah.
But pockets are my favorite thing in the world. And I would love to be able to have that.
I know.
In a caftan.
Oh, I've got my gears are turning now.
Well, I also have like tried to put like one of those front like pouch pockets in the front where you just had
get that Lowe's like nail bag, tie it around.
That also did not work out well. We've tried a lot of different, like basically a built-in fanny pack on a caftan. We've tried a lot of different things that. Sometimes it ends up looking like scrubs. Sometimes it ends up looking like pajamas. So we're, you know.
Coveralls or,
You know what I mean? So I have a lot of prototypes that I have at my house that I just put on, you know, when I'm.
Feeling it.
Yeah. It.
I mean.
It's like a.
What an amazing. I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Like, if I had basically just. Not costumes necessarily. Like, those things are cozy. Like, Bonnie's rocked one for a photo shoot, I think.
Yes. And Bonnie, yes, when Olive was in cooking.
Ollie and,
Ollie
they and both thought it was cozy.
I know. She looked
Make some for Duke. Is there a guy's equivalent?
Have we talked about this?
No. I don't
Someone
know.
Someone else talked to me about this, about a guy's equivalent. I mean.
What is it? A romper?
No, it would be
Because dudes' rompers were a thing briefly. I don't know why, but like.
I don't know that it should ever be called a romper for a dude. I mean, I guess it could be, but I feel like it would be called something else, like coveralls.
No, I think rompers.
A romper, you just romp around in
Why
it?
Why not? I don't know.
I don't know, but I mean, basically any man could wear the caftans that I make. In fact, I have a male.
Bust?
Maybe yeah, bust. I mean, what are those things called that we put our dresses on in a store? What are those?
Mannequin? Yes. Manny. Yeah. He's a retired police officer from, where was it? There's a police officer supply store that was closing. And I was like, they don't get paid enough. Like, they can't afford to shop here.
Exactly.
And so,
they had to close down.
We brought him over here.
Well, so one of my mannequins is a man. And sometimes I have to put a bra on it and put things in the bra so that it looks like a female. Because sometimes, you know, a caftan hanging on a male mannequin.
Yeah, can be.
So the point I'm making is that I've seen it on a man, and it does work.
Maybe. I don't know. I was about to volunteer myself to just model one for an evening next time there's an event over there. But I don't want people to I don't know. I don't want people to
get their hopes up because you look so hot in it.
Yeah. I don't need that kind of attention.
You don't, right. I know you don't.
I've got enough reasons to stand out without rocking a caftan. No, I might have to borrow one.
I think we're going to.
There will be a selfie in one before the end of it. I can tell you.
Yeah.
Dude, so back to the loop.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
We have next year's date. And of course, I don't remember it.
Is it hot?
No, it's going to be in the beginning of April. I think
last,
it's like...
Was it last year or the year before? Or the first
one?
No,
last
like,
year it was a monsoon.
Yeah, the first year...
First year was hot.
It was kind of hot.
So, you know, that's just what you get for having an outdoor event. Hold on, I'm going to tell you.
It was wild what happened at the old yard party a couple weeks ago,
Oh,
too.
My gosh.
It sucks to see that go down.
I hated that so bad. I was actually driving home. I had to take Oliver, one of my sons, to work. At Chick-fil-A.
That's who we
East.
Named our daughter after, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
You've named, I know. It was really sweet of you.
I know.
Okay, hold on. The 13th? April.
April 13th? Just in time for tax deadlines.
God, I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
You got plenty of time to mark your calendars.
Yeah,
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's at least 5 months out. At least.
So I was driving past the museum when I had to drop Oliver off for work, and it was happening.
Yeah.
And I literally thought I was driving through a tornado.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of the most terrified I've ever been driving. And I just passed the museum and looked over, and I was like, this is
not
good.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's hard to do events in the South with football season, especially in the fall. Like,
yeah.
That's the, you can, if you don't know anything about a sport at all, you can just about rest assured that 2 weeks after yard party is SEC football day.
Right. And you can't, so you can't plan yard party or any
you can't,
party.
Yeah, it can't be anything. You
it
can't
has to be
get
either.
Married, don't get married unless it's like an off day for your
that's
team.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
These fools are serious about their football
and
here.
It used to be that you could at least plan something on a Thursday. Well, now even that's,
yep,
that's now they've taken our Thursdays
yep.
too.
And then you can't do it on Friday because there's high school football.
That's right. So it's just hard to, yep. So yeah, the I mean, from a weather standpoint, football, all the sports have taken all the good seasons.
Yeah.
And so we're left
yeah, right.
with, we're left with the bad seasons to
that's
do
what
things.
What happens when you get corporate sponsorship, I guess. You need a mascot. I mean, maybe that's the key to corporate sponsorship is you need a mascot.
Okay. Let's talk that through.
All right.
I feel like you in a caftan.
Hey.
And I'm trying to think of it.
Might be onto something.
Let's brainstorm that. Let's workshop that.
Somebody will text me by the end of the day some horrendous Photoshop
nonsense. Oh, good. And please then send it to me.
Yeah.
Thank
me
you.
Wearing a caftan.
Actually, Kendall and Brian, I talked about her the last time I was on this. I don't know why I always feel like I need to talk about her, but
we can talk about her anyway because she opened for
yeah.
Jessica Gibbons.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that.
That.
But she and Brian go to New Orleans Mardi Gras every year.
Yep.
And they go with a group of people and they always dress up as different things mm-hmm. each day. And I think it was last year they all wore caftans, the men too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It seems like a cozy
party
outfit.
It's a thing. It's a thing and it's acceptable, definitely acceptable in New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
Dude, what's not?
That's
yeah.
right. So let's make it acceptable in the wire.
I'm ready. You need a whole, your husband's on a Mardi Gras float, yeah?
Yeah. Ooh, guess what?
What? Can you talk about it?
I'm going to.
Kidding. Yes!
My favorite. Even though I've not reached out to do what I need to do, but the Untrained Edit wants to do a float this year.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Let's figure
it
out.
I don't know who I need to, I don't know what I've got to do it, but.
I can put you in contact with the.
Put me in contact yeah, with the right person.
I'll do that. That's easy.
What's not going to be easy is like all the things that, I mean, I know that there are like rules about how much you have to be able to throw out and all that stuff. And that might be.
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, rules are suggested guidelines where I'm from.
Are you from the same place that the rule makers are for the.
I am. I don't know. I'm always.
Just put in a good word for me.
You know how people pack to go away for like a weekend and you know that you're gonna take more than you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. That suitcase size is just like a suggestion. It's like, hey,
okay.
You need a 3-day bag? This is it. And you stuff a week's worth of stuff in it. That's how I look at life. I'm like, oh, if this is only supposed to be for this, I'm gonna make this golf club a
It's like they tell everybody to be there at 10 even though they don't have to be there till 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that.
Okay.
So.
But I think that would be really fun. And I'm just always trying to figure out a way to get on a float.
Dude.
Because everybody says that's 100% the most fun thing
it
you could
so
do
much
in
more
Dothan,
fun.
Alabama. On the float.
Well.
That's what I've heard is being on the float is where it's at.
Being on the float is where it's at. I will also tell you, and I'm one of like three people that have been able to like host the parade.
Yeah.
And like be the grandstander.
Yeah.
That's pretty high up on that enjoyment.
Well,
list for that
I just love it when you host the pet parade.
Woo!
That's so fun. I love it when y'all are.
It's one of my favorite days.
It's so fun.
It's like
I love
pure joy. It's pets. It is
and children,
kids. It is
children and dogs. And
parents have gone to. There are things on all points of the spectrum in the Mardi Gras float world. You can see stuff from just like amazingly handcrafted Star Wars floats down to like, oh, dad forgot about this completely, so here's whatever this is.
Right.
And we'll just call it this.
I would like to mention the year that I won Best in Show of the Pet Parade.
Right.
With Truman and Lottie.
Oh, man.
And all we did was put them in a double stroller.
Yep.
And put some cans, strung some cans.
Just married. Yep.
I mean, didn't have to go to much trouble. Although the day of was.
It's always stressful the day
of. It was very stressful because two schnauzers and a double stroller.
Yeah.
That's not an easy life, guys.
No.
It's not an easy life.
I mean, two of anything in a stroller is tough.
Well, I would know.
Right. Yeah. It's
I would know.
Any yeah, you put two of anything in a stroller. Right. Your day's not going to be boring. Yeah, the kids. So let's see. My favorite, some of my favorites from the pet slash kid parade.
Oh, there were so many good ones last year.
There was a chicken.
A real chicken? A live chicken?
A real chicken on a leash.
Oh my God, I miss that. But that.
I took, there's a selfie of me with this chicken. I stopped the parade. I was like, all right, hold up. Like,
I don't blame you.
And then even after the parade.
That had to have been a year amiss because I would have remembered that.
Even after the parade, I remember making it a point of saying, like, today, leave here and tell the world what you saw.
Go
you saw a chicken
and tell it.
And a straight up on a leash.
That's amazing. In
a parade.
Who did it? Is it somebody we would know? Because I want to give them.
It was a girl.
They're my new favorite person. That's my new favorite person.
She was probably like a 12-year-old girl.
Well, even better.
And I don't even remember what year
this is. A 12-year-old
girl
walking a chicken on a leash.
Yeah, and there was another person that brought hermit crabs.
Oh, I love that.
Dude, I'm like, dude, this is great.
Okay. Well, I've missed those two, but. Maybe it's because my brain's too focused on the dogs and the kids, but I would remember a chicken.
Yeah, it's wild.
I think I must have missed that year.
I look at the book because the way it works for us, the hosts or whatever, you have a book of, in theory, it's all these dogs and their names and owners and like, this dog likes jerky treats and walks on the beach and stuff like that.
Right.
It's 100% pageantry.
But
and
what y'all do when
it.
You when you ad lib...
Oh, that's all I do.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Y'all are so funny.
Try to make...
It makes me so happy.
Sometimes I get a little aggressive with it, with some of my closer pals that are involved.
I think that's... Well, I mean, again, it's Mardi Gras, and you're supposed to.
Yeah, but trying to bridge that gap between, like, edgy and affluent is dicey.
I know.
For a lot of people.
Will you wear a caftan when you host it next year, is what I'm asking.
Oh, I thought it was a demand, but yeah, I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
I mean, that's the hardest part for me for the day is, like, what am I going to wear? And usually it's, like, I don't know, find some Matthew Lesko, like, question mark suit and be ridiculous.
Be outrageous.
Why not? That's the funnest. Mardi Gras is my favorite thing around here.
If there is nothing else that has proven that Dothan can show up.
Dude, it's that.
It's that.
Yeah, dude.
That shows me that we are capable of good,
celebrating
big,
stuff.
Great things.
Yeah.
Of celebrating stuff, of coming together as a community.
1,000%.
That tells me everything.
That's what it's here for. You know? Like, yeah, dude. Just being able to be on a float and, like, give back. Like, a lot of people are like, man, it costs a lot of money. Like, I mean, it does to an extent, but, like.
But if you do, like.
If you look at the big picture, like. Mm-hmm.
What it does, right.
It doesn't cost anybody that's not on a float any money.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is free. If you're going to be on a float, it's going to cost you money, but you know that going in.
Yeah.
So if you can't do that or can't afford it, then don't.
It's so much fun, though.
Just like, stand on the street and watch.
Yeah. But watching the parade is a blast.
The parade is a blast, and I've done it for many years, and.
You ready to make the jump?
I'm ready. We tried to do it last year, and we just couldn't get everybody together, and. It was, you know, I mean, putting a float together is going to be a massive
parade
undertaking.
Floats is not easy.
Right.
They're not easy to build.
So.
We're adding, spoiler alert, we won the best float ever last year.
Which one were you on?
I'm in the Crew Day Woo. We have a red dragon that blows smoke. And
so I like to watch, you're the reason why I like to go downtown. So I watch it. In the neighborhood first.
Sure.
And then I haul ass downtown.
To see it at night.
To see it at night.
Because it's two different
parades. Completely different. And that, when I figured that out, the first time I figured that out, I was like, oh yeah, I have to come down here.
If you catch the parade at like Girard or Pontiac, one of those, you can actually, if you watch the parade, I would say probably
Park. I watch it on Montezuma.
Park and Main Street is probably the last. It's probably the farthest end of the parade route that I would
watch it. Do you go to
watch
Park
it.
Before Montezuma? No, you'd go
No. I was saying, like, you can be anywhere along the parade route from the start till about Main Street.
That's what I'm saying.
And still make it downtown.
And make it downtown.
To see
that's
it again.
Right, because where I watch it on Montezuma, it's almost to Main Street.
Yep.
So we've got it down pat. Like, we know, like,
yeah, y'all
pack
are
it
like
up and
corner of Pontiac and Montezuma.
That's right.
That's where, years ago, when our county commissioner lived in that area, we I was actually renewing a car tag or like running LLC paperwork around to get signed by 30 different people in the same building before there were PDFs in the 2000s. But I ran into this gentleman and I said, "Hey, Mark Culver, I don't know if you know this, but I need you to at least make sure your power is on that house because I'm running an extension cord into your garage and pulling power for a PA system." And we blocked, I'll show you, I'll pull up a picture of the truck in a minute, but we blocked the entire street of Pontiac on Montezuma with a flatbed truck. And that was my stage to grandstand. It was the second or third year the parade happened.
So what year did the parade start? Because I remember being like, I don't think this is going to take.
Yeah, this one ain't going to stick.
It's going to work. This is one of the times I'm so happy to be wrong.
No, not 2014.
But I mean, I have pictures of the first one we went to, and it was like five of us standing together.
Right.
And no one else around, you know.
Like the world is your oyster until everybody else finds out about the good times, right? Like, then you've ruined the spot.
But I love it now. It makes me so happy. It gives me hope.
It's fun being, it's fun having a newspaper and a podcast and like all the things during stuff like that because people already get familiar with what kind of a lunatic I am and I can actually just be normal when I'm out in public. But
normal meaning your lunatic self.
My version of whatever. But the other thing that is super good is you get asked to do silly stuff because they're like, "Oh, Justin doesn't mind like being." I don't know. I work well under pressure to an extent.
Well, that's why I think you're so good when you're doing the ad lib or the, I'm calling that the wrong thing, not ad lib.
No, that's
ad lib, but there's also another word that's a little more, anyway.
I'm just riffing off
when
the
you're
cuff.
Doing that. Yeah, you're so good at it.
I said this the other day. I actually had two dudes Friday come in from the Dead Mom Club podcast, and they're local comedians. Are working on building the community.
Yes, I'm gonna go listen to that one. I saw that.
They're rad. Like, one dude was a Sunday school student of mine many years ago.
You taught Sunday school?
I say wild stuff all the time, and most of it's true. And people are just like, "Wow, that's just Justin clowning stuff." But no, I was a Baptist Sunday school teacher for a long time.
And he was Sunday school teacher. One of my students to learn how to do French manicures.
Yeah, I can do. If it needs to be done, I can just about get it knocked off the to do list. It ain't gonna be good.
You can Justin about do it.
Justin about do it. So this is the truck I borrowed.
So what year would that have been?
Oh, that was 2017.
But it started.
And that was the third.
Don't you think? Okay, so that would have been 14.
Yeah, 14 or 15.
Yeah.
But like straight up blocked an entire street off outside the county commissioner's house. Stole his electricity. You can throw it. Stole his electricity and then talk shenanigans about whatever.
So fun.
Yep. It's, it's what a day though. Like,
what a day.
It's fun from start to finish. I keep having to look over my shoulder.
I'm looking too.
I was going to say if UPS pulls up, just let me know. I've got a, Rob Callender ordered some vans that I've got to pull out of thin air.
I've got a good view.
Yeah. The comedian dudes, we were talking about that, and they were asking me, they're like, how they want to get involved with the Dothan community of comedians, which from what I can tell is Jessica Givens.
Right.
Kendall Shows and her shirt.
Right.
And is that it? Is that the list?
Yeah, that's it.
Where are the rest of the comedians, guys?
I don't know, but I mean, I don't. Well, you know, the couple weeks before we had Kevin Hart. So, I mean.
Well, there is that.
But that's another thing that I've learned on accident that Dothan will show up for.
Yeah.
Is some funny stuff.
Yeah, dude. I mean, who doesn't like to laugh?
Exactly. So we need to be having more comedy nights, comedy clubs, comedy events, whatever that looks like. That Dothan will show up for that.
Yeah. These dudes, they do like an open mic night in Enterprise, Ozark, Daleville. And I think we had talked, they're at Clay Dempsey did the podcast with me last week with them.
Okay.
And we were just kicking around ideas of where to send them.
Well, I can't wait to listen.
They're rad dudes.
And where do they live?
They live in town.
They do? Okay.
Yeah.
How many are there?
Daleville, I think. They have like a handful of homies that they get to do shows with them.
Where are they typically doing
their
shows?
4 or 5. Enterprise and Ozark.
Okay.
Happy Times in Ozark. I forget the name of the spot in Enterprise. And this place called Benji's Cafe in Daleville. That's where we saw them. They were doing a live podcast episode.
Okay.
And that just happened. Clay and I just were like randomly, let's go watch these dudes. See what happens.
Good stuff.
Dude, so good. Like, it's different with a podcast, though. Like, when you're recording a podcast live in front of an audience, like, there's so much that if you're not completely familiar with that podcast, that'll go right over your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Because of, like...
Yeah, there's inside jokes that you don't know about. There's
just
little nuances that, you know. But, dude, they're killing it. Jessica, though... She did what was it, like Valentine's Day?
So we did it Valentine's Day, and then we did an encore of it whenever that was, July.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she crushed it. Like, for somebody who never really
never
trained.
Done it ever in her whole entire life. Yeah. She's a natural.
Yeah, she called me the next day, and she was like, all right.
Yeah, she knew where she could get the truth.
Yeah, she knew, like, there's, like, 4 or 5 of us that are, like, kind of cartoony character type people that obviously kind of can be comedy snobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her some honest feedback. I haven't heard back from her, though, so I don't know if I burnt that bridge or not.
Well, first of all, she is not. She's not afraid of criticism.
No, dude.
She does not take herself herself seriously. I mean, obviously, you have to if you're an attorney.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's one that you could be brutally honest with, and she'd be like, "Cool."
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Like,
notes noted.
Yeah. And all my critique was like, yeah, you've already done this to this crowd once, like, shuffle up your crowd.
Yeah.
That was my, like, it's easy to kill during your, like, magic show as a kid in front of the parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to do that in front of somebody that's never seen you in their life before,
right,
it's a
well,
much harder
that's
hurdle
right.
to get over.
That's right. And it was interesting because the first one we did, we knew most of the people in the audience.
Yeah. And that's such a amazing way to be able to try to start out stuff.
Yeah.
Like, being at least surrounded by comforting eyeballs.
Yeah.
Even if everybody in the crowd is not a friend, like, it's good to have a safe space.
It's almost like
to try stuff out.
What do they call it? Like a dress rehearsal almost.
Yeah.
And then the second time we asked people, if you've done it before, or if you came to the first one, please don't come to the second one. There were less people that we knew in the second crowd, but still enough to, you know.
Yeah, everybody wasn't just a nervous wreck.
Right.
Like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was something that we kind of all asked ourselves, like, do we think this is so damn funny because we know her and we love her so much?
No, it's funny.
But I do think it's that
blanket
freaking
statement
funny.
Funny. Yeah, you know, it's good.
And
like,
she's just so good at, I mean, it's not even, you know, her jokes are hilarious, but even the way she.
Yeah, her timing, delivery,
right.
Like, there's like rules in comedy that when you say that, it sounds crazy, but like there's just different.
Well, it's very nuanced, and you have the timing has to be.
There's a formula to it, and it, sure, like to a certain point, and yeah, to be able to first or second time out, kind of stick to the formula, mm-hmm, and make it work with two separate crowds like that.
So what we really want to do is, I mean, the next one we do will be all new material. It won't, mm-hmm, be an encore. And we're going to have to do something like either two shows in one night.
Or a bigger venue. Do it in the parking lot.
Well, we are going to eventually have to move to a bigger venue, but we're not ready yet.
Let's do something outside and we can turn that side stairwell into a stage.
We've talked about that. You know, that parking lot is slanted, so that's a whole...
live in an amphitheater. It's perfect.
But there's
especially Red Rocks.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
So similar.
Sort of.
But, you know, we've got that space where Gourmet's going to have their little outdoor, mm-hmm, thing, and there's all that grass. That's...
Yeah.
The grassy knoll.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, you know, there's a way we could potentially do something down there. I mean, we're going to have this huge parking lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the rules and regulations are in terms of noise ordinances and all that stuff around there. But we also like the intimacy of the small space inside the studio. We think there is something to that.
Yeah.
And it being limited number of seating, like there's a whole thing about that too.
You connect a lot easier. It takes a lot of the jitters out. I would rather watch a MTV Unplugged than stadium tour concert.
Right. So that's what I've told them. Like, let's hold off on stadium tour just yet. Let's keep, this is working. Let's keep doing what's working.
Yeah.
And then when it's time, and we'll know when it's time, we'll go bigger. But right now, my thought is let's just do two in a row, like two nights in a row, mm-hmm, or two in one night.
Yep.
And see how that goes.
Two in one night's hard.
I think two nights in a row is better, personally.
I think depends on the individual,
but
yeah.
it's up to, you know, it's up to the stars.
Well, sure.
It's up to the celebrity comedians.
Kendall shows.
I know.
Dude, such
who's
a...
she's the perfect opener.
Yeah.
I mean, in this little formula we've got going, she's a great opener.
She's
a silly goose.
Already known for performing. Like,
right.
It's not out of her wheelhouse.
Right.
It's not a stretch for her to be like, you know, when I was a funny person in this play, like, this is kind of like that, except I write my own lines now. It's that. Like,
which she claims is much harder to do than memorizing lines and performing them.
Oh, I would assume so.
I would assume so, too.
Like, I can sing tons of songs that I could have never written,
sure,
right? Like,
sure.
It's,
Well, and it's extremely vulnerable. Let's just be really, really open and honest about any person who is creating any kind of art at all, whether it's comedy, whether it's a painting, whether it's music, whether it's poetry. Well, no matter what,
if
you are making something up out of your own brain and putting it out for whoever wants to look at it or hear it
or consume
in any way, you are a badass.
Yeah. Because you're also like...
Even if you're not good at it, you're still a badass.
Yeah, you're also inviting haters and like...
Oh, right.
You're waving a flag like, hey, check this out.
Hey, come judge me.
Yeah, let me know. And it's never like, hey, let me know what you think about that. It's just, hey, I did this thing. Check it out.
Yeah.
And then love it if you want. Something wild is going on. Oh, my mother is at my house. Shout out my mom. Visiting the dog. Saying her goodbyes, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh, a silly old dog. I'm not going to get into that on here. Nobody wants to hear me sniffling on the podcast. But yeah, dude. Wait. What else we got? You got like one other thing we were talking about. Art of Cocktails? And what is that?
Oh, we want to talk about... Okay.
And we were talking about events and stuff coming up.
We were talking about events. So we found that the Art of Comedy...
Yeah.
Brings people in, and it's you know... been a very, very positive.
Anything you can do to bring people in that are going to appreciate not just what is going on the stage, but what's going on the walls and on the racks,
right,
and on the
that's
easels
exactly right.
And stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when we first opened this thing up 2 years ago, we were like, okay, we've got to come up with things to bring people through the doors,
right,
other than just looking at art on the walls. Now, I will say that Dothan has really shown up in an amazing way to come and look at art, yeah. right? But we also know that we've got to create other things around other...
Yeah, it can't just be one-sided or like, right. it can't be the same thing over and over again.
So we, you know, we force them to come in under the guise of laughing and we're forcing them to look at art on the walls. But we've got another event that Holly with Bell's Gallery is heading up, and it's going to be the Art of Cocktails. So it's she's bringing down an award-winning mixologist from Birmingham.
Man. That's awesome.
And we're going to do that in November. And course, shockingly, I can't remember the exact date. I think it's November 9th, but it is a ticketed event. You can email Holly to get on the waiting list and be one of the first.
We'll have it in the local too. So.
Okay, yeah. So
make it easy for everybody.
That'll
to
be
find
a cool
stuff.
Event.
Oh Lord!
Whoa. And then we've got our art crawl first Friday of every month, so that's coming up.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
who would have thunk. 2 years ago.
Good things are happening. It's people like you that are planting the seeds for those trees to grow and drop good things happening fruit on everybody's head. You're doing the Lord's work. And I'd hate saying that to you in particular. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Like, it really does take a village to make a better whatever for whomever.
Yes, and you have to be very willing to... do the hard work to not get all the praise that you think you deserve.
Don't get beaten down by silence.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
that
right.
means if nobody's talking about you, that means you're not blowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
Like, if you look on Yelp, it is all people just complaining about service at whatever place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it's silent, you're doing it right.
Yeah. So if you're not getting the praise that you
just because you're not getting praise
doesn't mean
that you're not
doing
living your purpose
that's
or
right.
like doing
that's
positive
exactly right.
things in the world.
That's exactly right. And people
and
see
as,
you
yeah.
even if they don't see you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing too, is like if you're doing this just for yourself to be seen, then that's probably not going to, this is
yeah,
probably not,
that's not your,
the scene for you.
Yeah, that's not the correct platform.
Yeah.
Like, you can go be on, like, Talent
that's right.
Search. Or
that's
like
right.
Star Search? That's mm-hmm. what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Star Search, yeah.
Yeah. We need.
I loved Star Search.
We should do an open mic night comedy shenanigans at the thing.
I've actually thought a lot about open mic
We can
mic
workshop
night
this
stuff.
Idea
yeah.
in a minute.
Yeah.
But.
There's so many. Possibilities are endless.
I'm so glad that you came in this morning.
Me too.
It is.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, y'all, everybody in
this
your building
a hodgepodge.
Has an open book or has an
open invitation.
Yeah,
yeah, let's get Jessica and Kendall in here.
I am down for show. I will definitely not be the funniest one in the room then, or I rarely am anyway. But is that episode 197?
It sure was.
I think it was.
Sure was.
I like it. Well, yeah. We will see y'all in a week.
Thanks, Justin.
Get out there and be what's happening.
Do it.
If you're interested in having your story featured on the local podcast, hit us up at wiregrasslocal@gmail.com or give us a shout on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter @thelocalpodcast.